If this mine ever happens, it would carve a miles-long, nearly 1,000-foot-deep hole in the Pinoki Hills of Iron and Ashland counties. When a group of state lawmakers recently toured the area, they wanted to see where the mine would be. But first, Cyrus Hester wanted to show them a mock-up on a dining room table.
Right, we put some tailings there. I'm just going to, okay, this isn't a mining engineering plan, but this idea, we'll put some waste rock that's been blasted up.
Standing in for mining tailings and waste rock in this example are sugar and crushed up crackers. Hester piles them on a plate. In this example, it's a liner designed to separate the waste rock from the ground. Then comes the rain. Hester pours a pitcher of water over the top of the plate.
Oops. And eventually it overtops, right?
Sugar water and soggy crackers are everywhere. Hester's point, he says, is that sometimes engineering fails.
We have to bring with this a lot of humility, right? An engineer is an economist. They're beautiful because they believe in the potential of the human species. But ecologists and some of the natural resource scientists, we get a little bit more cynical.
As an environmental specialist for the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, Hester is very skeptical that a mine of this scale can work. And tribal leaders are fearful it will destroy a delicate watershed that's been the very foundation of the tribe's way of life. To understand why, you have to understand the rock, says Northland College geology professor Tom Fitz.
This is the Ironwood Iron Formation right here. And as you can see, it makes up the backbone of the Pinokis.
Backbone is an apt description. This is not an ore body that rests flat. Think of it instead as standing more upright. To get at it, you have to dig a pit that's deep and wide. This worries some members of a local mining impact committee, like Bud Benter, chairman of the tiny town of Anderson in Iron County.
It'll never, ever, ever be the same. This is not the day of the hole in the ground where they went to work with a pick and a shovel and a light on their head.
But others, like Iron County Clerk Michael Sari, told that same group of legislators that the region is comfortable with mining.
I realize what you guys are trying to do with the environment, and I agree with that. But you need to get a mill done, and we need to get this passed some way.
This is where engineering comes in. A hole this big means millions of tons of waste rock that has to go somewhere. If the rock surrounding the iron ore has traces of sulfides in it, and Professor Fitz says it does, it's even more challenging because sulfides exposed to water can lead to acid mine drainage. The mining company GTAC had a permit to take samples of the rock, but gave it back and kept what data it has collected private. GTAC President Bill Williams says the mining bill needs to pass first. Otherwise, taking more samples is a waste of money.
The question is why invest into a project that you don't know if you have a chance at even opening.
Williams says there are all sorts of ways to treat water if sulfides are found. But Cyrus Hester with the Bad River says he's not satisfied with what he's hearing.
And there's kind of some folks saying, behind this curtain, things look very different. But we don't, science does not rely on faith, but rely on observation.
In Wisconsin, regulators at the Department of Natural Resources would ultimately evaluate that science. And that's where the mining bill comes in. It would give the department less discretion to deny a permit for one of the largest taconite mines in North America. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.